All right, Mike. Fifth place tonight, obviously not where you wanted to be. What was wrong with the car?
I was a little too tight, but we got a motor issue going on where we changed mags from last week, and it doesn't really seem to be any better. We're definitely, for whatever reason, getting hurt down the straightaways. So we're going to have to do something about that here in the next week or two, because it doesn't seem to be getting any better. I don't care about points anyway. I mean, I've always made that pretty clear. We come here to try to win every week, and if you run good, we've been running good.
Championships is something that team wants, though, you know?
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I'd like to win the championship for my team, and I'd like to win it myself, but I don't get wrapped up in it. I've never point raced. I'd come here and try to win races. You know, I would trade, you know, several wins over the course of the season for a championship. That's just me. I mean, championships are nice. But
you weren't battling for a win tonight, but you were battling with Schulich there back and forth for a good portion of the race. That looked kind of fun at points. Well, maybe for him and not you, or for both.
He got me at the end, so it was probably more fun for him. A couple times I actually got a good run on Dave, and we hit off the corner, and I couldn't keep up with him down the straightaway, and I couldn't get the big run on him to try to get around to get a run on him, like going into three on the outside. A couple times I did get along up top. I was just too tight. I just pushed way up the track, and I just couldn't get the thing to rotate in the center. So, but we were better than last week. I just went a little, you know. I just can't seem to find a happy medium with this car. It's either we're too free or we're too tight. So,
we gonna see the new car before the end of the year?
No, that's not gonna happen.
Would you like to thank for your top five run tonight?
Thank Gary Erickson, Ralph, give me a great car, my whole crew for busting their butt on this thing every week. And Hawk Jr. Fabrication, Doug Holmes, he helped us out tremendously with the motor, trying to get this thing to run right today. And I know we'll get something figured out with it, because you know Doug's the best. So, and Ferdy's Modular Homes, Gaffney's Lawn Care, Scribetown Inn,